There's an interesting Ramban in the parasha, famous Ramban. The Ramban says that a nazir has to bring a chatos What's the chatos? Says the Rabban, "V'tama chatos shiyakiv hanozir, that a nozir has to bring a chatos, lo nisparish hatam. It's not brought down the reason." Says the Rabban, "Al derech hapshat, ki ish hazeh choytei nafshoi. He's a sinner. Why? Up till now he was separate, he was Kaddish. He's going back to the world now. He was a Kaddish. He was holy, he was separated, he was in a gewaldige darga, and now he's going back to lihitomei b'taivas ha'olam. He's going back to the taivas of the world now. So he has to bring a chatos, he's a sinner. He should have held on to the darga that he had. It's first of all, agav orcho, we see in this Ramban that there's a gewaldige tviya on a person that when he has a darga in ruchnius, not to let go of it. We find something very interesting, that a nazir, before he becomes a nazir, is called a choyte, because what he's separating himself from Elam Hazah for. But once you did it already, and you acquired epes a darga in ruchnius, not to let go of it. Say the guys bring a korban chatos on it. That you let go of a darga. You had epes a darga, you were koine epes something, and you're letting it go. As they stay in Ramban, I'm a chudish dik Ramban, gewaldig Ramban. But there's another nekud over here which I want to speak about, and that is as follows. What would our cynical reaction be to such a Ramban? The way we look at things. The way we would look at such a Ramban is, we say to ourselves, chatos, the guys. What did the guy do already? You talk about a guy that for 30 days, we spoke about this a little bit on Hanukkah, a guy for 30 days, he was a stam nazir lamed yom. He didn't drink wine. He drank cola. Also a shtickel taiva, right? If Melef would say the guy knows it doesn't drink coke for 30 days, or max, that's already a nisoyin. He didn't drink wine. He made kiddush and challah. He didn't cut his hair. No. 30 days, he could survive. Most of the elam here, the chatchila, it's like that. He stayed on the tavori. The guy was recabble on himself a little bit. He didn't take a haircut for 30 days. He didn't drink wine for 30 days. Episode Kabbalah. He made some sort of shtickle Kabbalah. And stayed that there's a tvi on him. That the gewaldige darga that he got hold of and he didn't hold on to it, he brings a korban chatos, stole the chvor. A korban chatos he brings to the Beis HaMikdash because he didn't hold on to his darga. What darga did he have already? What did he do already? He made a tiny Kabbalah, which is a short time, both in quantity and quality, and echos and kamas, nothing but nothing. And state that there's a tvi on you. But we don't have enough, it's because we don't understand bichlal what it means in Nisayin. This is the Gvaldiga Gemara. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, also in this week's parasha, by Saita, it says, after the whole story, the lady becomes Tor. What does it say at the end? The Imle Nitma Isha Utoirehi, the Nixo Venizra Zera. Says the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, Machlaikis. What's the Nixo Venizra Zera? One man, the Yom says, Bishmol says, that if she was an Akora, she didn't have kids till then, Yolda, she gives birth. Solomon Yom says that if told that she gave birth with Tsar, so then she gives birth with Revach. She got a prize. Wait a minute. What are we talking about over here? Let's get the picture straight. We're talking about a lady who's a shtickle bum. Her husband told her, don't speak to the Yana guy in private. What did she do? She went ahead and spoke to the Yana in private. This is a lady who made a whole traffic in Klai Yisrael. That's a schlepper to the Beis HaMikdash and wipe out the Shem Hashem. She's not Mrs. The ladies didn't go line up for brachas. Stolz it for what we're talking about already. We're talking about the lady who they warned her not to. What do I have to go into details for? We're talking about a shtickle bum chick. A shtickle at risk. Yeah? And what state though? So they finally schlepped her. And they went to the Kohen, and the Kohen said, yeah, it's suspicious. They wiped out the Shem Hashem, because there was a reason to. The lady, Echshu, pulled through. She the one brother, she got the prize. She has kids, and the Rebbe, she told us for ladies in our car for 15 years. She goes there, does a Maisa like this, a suffix nus. And she goes ahead, and they make her drink the Me'am Orish, told her for the Bezienis, for her and for her husband. And she comes out, she has a kid a year later. What she get a prize for? So she survived, so she was Torah, she wasn't Tomei, she wasn't Mizana. So Kabeli Apiyan, that the reason why we ask Kazak Kasha is because we don't understand what the Koyach of being Oymir and Nisayin is. Funkfaker. The lady was Taka, her husband warned her, and she was a Saita. And all was with Connor and warned her once and twice and three times, don't talk to the other guy. She went and talked to the other guy. And she got herself into a mess. But at the last second, she was Ahmed bin Isayin. At the last second, she was Ahmed bin Isayin. And because she was Ahmed bin Isayin against the natural inclination that a person has, she got a gewaltig geschar. The reason why we're surprised by it, if it was up to us, they would ask you what to do with this lady. What are you talking about today? There wouldn't be a Beis Yankiv that they can get the kids in. They would have to send her off to who knows where, to Denver, they would have to send the kids off. Or even worse than that. Nobody should get insulted, yeah? The Queen. Same thing. Until they find a school for the kids and the boys, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it differently. That's the way we would look at it. If we ask us what to do, how do we look at it today, right? Today, that's the way the world looks at it. Somebody makes a mistake, they are finished at least for 4 or 5 days. Worse than a mystery. Yeah? They're finished. You can't get kids to school, you can't think, what do you call it? The father, they once caught him wearing a blue shirt on a Sunday afternoon. Yeah? It's over. You can't get kids to any school. But Torah Kedoshah looks at it differently. Torah Kedoshah on the spot gave the lady a schar because she was Ahmed bin Isayin. And the reason why we don't look at it that way is because we have a misunderstanding of our battle with the Yetzer Hara. We think that it's a Dover Poshet to stand up to the Yetzer Hara. We take for granted that we're supposed to stand up to the Yetzer Hara. And the word is, yeah, if a person stands up, that's the Pashtus. If you don't, then you're a Nebuch. And the Torah Kedoshah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at it differently. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're weak, and he knows that it's very difficult. And Torah Kedoshah says that if a lady, who's not the biggest tzitzkanis of the door, if she stood up to a nisayin, she's an isha gedela, if she gets right away, azah gevaldike matona, azah gevaldike schar. And we're mizalzel in our own keichas, we're mizalzel in our own battles, we take the battles that we have for granted, that it's a davar poshet that we're supposed to win. And stay in the Torah Nishtar, stay in the Torah, when a person wins a battle against a nisayin, it's ayin l'ras of the schar that he gets. The emphasis is that I saw a Baal HaTurim today I never saw before. The Baal HaTurim says, what's the reason? Al nefesh meis layavod. The Halig of Baal HaTurim, he says, what's the reason why Noz is not allowed to be metamet or meis? What does that have to do with? Says the Baal HaTurim a shocking thing. Loimer lecha, it's a precaution. The Torah wanted that the Noz shouldn't be tamet or meis because it's a precaution. She'im tishra olav shechina machmas nizroi. There's a very reasonable chance that because the guy is a Nazir, he's going to have Ruach HaKodesh. He's going to have Hashras HaShechina. Im Tizra Olav Shechina Machmas Nizroi, as a result of the fact that he's mekabel on himself Nizirus, he's going to have Ruach HaKodesh. See, if he's going to be at that time in the Beis HaKvaris, Yoimru, Shu Dervish Alameisim, will look like he's being Dervish Alameisim, which is an Isser. Meila, says the Baal HaTurim, so he's not allowed to step into Beis HaKvaris, because it could be, this is a guy who any second could get Ruach HaKodesh. And it'll look like he's getting Ruach HaKodesh, and he's talking to the Mason, and he's getting from the Mason. Meila, as a precaution, he shouldn't be in a Beis HaKvaris while he's another. Maybe Ankel Baal HaTurim, Rishon. We're talking about a guy who yesterday was one of the boys, and then he got up and said, "Cyrus, he was mekabel on himself. Stam nezirus, lam ejoim. We're talking about stam nezirus. He was mekabel to drink wine, not take a haircut. There's a chash ruach hakodesh. There's a chash ruach hakodesh already with him. What happened? What did he do already? We're talking about stam nezirus." You can't add on, by the way, more. You can add on longer, but you can't change what Nazirus is. It's Vosh Teto. Teto is already a kli for Ruach HaKodesh. He's already roi for Ruach HaKodesh. And the reason why we're shocked by such a Baal HaTurim is because we're mezalzel in what a little Kabbalah means. We're mezalzel what the kreiches of a person who breaks himself a little bit, who changes himself a little bit. The Eben Ezra says, we always say it over, it says that another is a pella. And then Ibn Ezra says that Nazir is a Pella because he doesn't say stop because he was mekabel on himself, Nazirus. He says he was a Pella because he went against the whole world. Says Ibn Ezra, that means a person who was mekabel on himself not to drink wine for 30 days. It doesn't make a difference how much a person was mekabel, but Roiva Oilam, the whole world runs after their tithes. And you made a little bit of a Kabbalah, a kleiner Kabbalah, you makabal on yourself to be a Nazir Lamed Joim. State that it's a Pella. And state in the Rabbi Yankel Baal HaTurim that is Roy for Ruach HaKodesh. State that it's Roy to get Ruach HaKodesh. That means that we don't have a valuation and an upshot of the Koiches of a person's action, no matter how small it is. Everyone's looking for Gevaldige Kabbalah, and that's why nobody ever does anything, because there's no way a person can take on himself big Kabbalah. But the Baal HaTurim says that a person who's Mekabel himself Stam Nezir Islam Vidyoim is Royu for Ruach HaKodesh. Is Royu for Ruach HaKodesh. And that's the pshat that the Saita, because she was happy to be Nisayin in the terrible matter that she was in, she's Royu for all the brachas, the Gemara brachas, this is a whole long list of brachas that she got. And the reason why these things look so strange to us, all these brachas and Ruach HaKodesh and it's a Pella and Nezer Elokav Al Roshoi, it looks strange to us because we take for granted that we're Tzaddik and Be'etam, and we take for granted that the battle should be an easy battle. By the way, the whole chinuch that we have is a wrong chinuch. We have a chinuch that the battle with the Eitar is an easy battle. If it's difficult, we get depressed. And in the whole parasha from beginning to end, the parasha of Saita and the parasha of Nozir, from Aspolosoi Ad Soifoi, he says the opposite of everything that we have in Achinah. State that the battle is a very hard battle. And state that every battle and every small Kabbalah that a person makes has a Roshim right away in Shemayim, no matter what the Kabbalah was and no matter how long it's for. A person who's mekabel on himself stam nezirus is roi for Ruach HaKodesh. And a person who's ayin bin yisayin is roi for all the brachas Olam Hazeh. And that's the pshat in the Ramban, when the Ramban says that a person brings a chatos because he stopped being a nazir. So we say to ourselves, what do you mean he stopped being a nazir? What was he any? What did he do to begin with? What did he accomplish? This is something that we say to ourselves every day. Whenever we make a Kabbalah, what's the first reaction the Torah says? Hey, what did you do anyway? What did you accomplish anyway? A person had a she'ifa. A person wanted to learn a little bit better. He learned an extra hour on a Shabbos. He davened a little bit better. He didn't say Lashon Hara once. What do we say to ourselves? We say to ourselves, what did it do? It's nothing. It's a small thing. Quality, quantity. And that's why, by the way, we find it very hard to build a serious, consistent foundation of Avodas Hashem, because every little, the big things are very hard to do. The little things that we could do, we're mezalzel in. The big big things are hard to do. To go make substantial, deep changes in a person is very hard to do. The way to build a serious connection with the Kodesh Baruch Hu is by small changes. A little here, a little bit there, here a day, here an hour, here one time Lashon Hara left, here a better davening. That's how a person connects to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But we're mezalzel on that. We say it's nothing anyway. So every time we do it, which we do occasionally, we say, that's not worth anything. So then we're left with nothing, Tachka. And the whole parasha over here states that's not true like that. That's what the whole parasha is about. Say, Nezer, Aleik of Arashay, says to Ibn Ezra, that he carries it on the crown of the Shekhinah on the Kodesh Baruch Hu on his head. And the whole parasha from beginning to end is coming to teach us this only one thing. Not to be mezalzel in hergeshim that we have. A person has a hergesh of kedusha, he wants to say, you know something? For a week, I'm going to go be makbid on this and this thing. I'll daven a drop better. I won't say lashon hara for a week. I won't give in to my tithes for a week. I won't look where I'm not supposed to look for a week. I'll learn about smother for a week. That's kedush kedushim. His ra'if ruach kedush. Meforshim pasuk. His ra'if ruach kedush. He's a pella. He's a wonder. He's somebody that nezer aleik of al-reishoy. He's somebody that he has to bring a chatos if he's mizalzel in it. I'm saying it's a different pshat in the Ramban. The chatos, I'm saying, al derech the Ramban. The Ramban says you let go of a darug you have. What I'm eating on pshat in the Ramban is why the guy let go of the darug? Because he was mizalzel in it. He said, what is it anyway? The guy says to himself, no, what am I doing anyway? I'm only a nozer, I'm only not drinking wine. The guy was mizalzel in it, so he let go of it. That's what the chatos is for. The chazal is because you mezalzel, and that's why it's very hard to build anything long-lasting afterwards, because we're mezalzel in the klei zachir. It's against the Torah, it's against the pasuk. And the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, machshiv every effort, and every kabbalah, and every hergish, and every she'ifa that a person has. And all of us sitting here are roi for ruach HaKadosh, roi she'tishra lov she'inasa, she'im tishra lov she'inam, mekenish visin, the guy's another. Maybe he'll get ruach HaKadosh. And it's a limud, which if we take with us, a person can build himself in a life of kedusha, in a life of chibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that every yid can walk around with nezer aleik of HaRoshah.